This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Friday and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Not only is it the end of the traditional work week, this is the last Friday in March.
It is, but it's not just the end of the traditional work week. It's the start of the untraditional weekend because you're 1 foot out the door and you're about to go join another realm, another universe by going to Vegas to party at the Sphere.
I am. I'm seeing Dead & Company tonight and tomorrow night.
Danny, we didn't get an invite.
You know, I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Yeah, it makes it easier then. We don't have to say no.
Yeah, we don't have to come up with some weird excuse.
Like, I want to see something at the Sphere. I don't know if it's Dead & Company.
Oh, it's Miggs. You would love it.
She almost cussed at you.
I promise you would love it. Ted became a believer last year.
Yeah,
Ted went last year, and now he bought a hat. He's a Deadhead now.
I was about to say, Ted now wears a cowboy hat and a bomber jacket. I don't know this Ted Smith anymore.
We can't trust this man. I even got my nails done all rainbow crazy for the occasion. I'm very excited.
So that when people are tripping, you can be like, check out my hands, bro.
Whoa,
you want a back rub?
No, I'm excited. I will give a full report upon my return on Monday.
I'm excited to hear what the experience is like in the Sphere, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I am looking forward to it. And I'm also looking forward to informing the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a day for you to celebrate because I know you own one because you purchased it on one drunken evening. Happy National Hot Tub Day.
Well, my inflatable hot tub, it died a couple of years ago. Well, what happened?
Was it the dog?
Well, no. What happened was I needed to get a part replaced, and they don't make that part for the newer model anymore. So we basically had to take it to the dump. There was nothing I could do to fix it.
So there was nothing you could
get? There was nothing I could do to fix it.
I tried
to like rig it up with a couple little ideas, and it wouldn't stay.
Man, I've been trying to twitch my wife to let me get one of those. She's just like, no. Our neighbors got one. I'm like, the inflatable ones look cool.
They are super cool. Like,
and
we
way
loved
cheaper.
Ours. Way cheaper. I mean, you can get one for like a couple $100 versus like thousands of dollars for a real one.
Plus, she's opposed to my idea of getting like one of the nice ones, like splurging and getting one and then digging a hole in the ground and making it be an in-ground hot tub.
Yes!
I don't know if that even works. It's probably a terrible idea, but why not?
I'll help convince her.
Okay, good. This is going to sound gross at first, but I don't think, or maybe it won't sound gross to some people, but Frida, do you know Frida? That's a company that makes a lot of the things for like babies, like the nose sucker, and they make a lot of like products for kids. Well, they're introducing, and I don't know if this is an April Fool's joke. I don't think it is, but you never know. A new ice cream inspired by the taste of breast milk. So it is breast milk ice cream. We had somebody try it, and they had this to say.
Oh, my God, gross.
Okay, it really doesn't have breast milk in it. It has other milk of some sort, but it's not breast milk. But it's apparently a thing. Have you seen the pictures of it?
No.
It's in a pint. There it is, Frida, breast milk ice cream.
Wow.
You've tried the rest. Now try the breast.
Oh, no.
It's got to be. You know, the more I think about it, it's got to be an April Fool's prank.
I hope it's real.
They could have, like, celebrity versions.
Oh my gosh. This is how people make good money.
Have you ever tried breast milk?
I mean, I did when I was breastfeeding.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
My wife was like, do you want to try it? I'm like, no. I have
no, thank you.
I know some people, there was a trend where they were putting it in coffee.
Sure.
Danny, you ever try it?
Nope.
Would you like to?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
I was, I don't know why, but I was like very attached to the very last bag of breast milk that I had.
Okay.
And then
did you keep it in the freezer?
I did. And then it was like way, like it needed to go. But I learned that you could actually have it turned into a powder and then you can have it put in like jewelry or something like that. I didn't do that. But you guys, I did the research. So maybe I will try this ice cream.
Well, maybe this weekend while you're enjoying your Grateful Dead concert.
Get a little Milky Milks.
You never know.
There was a kid in Kansas City who said there was a monster under the bed. That's classic kid stuff. So the babysitter checked just to calm him down and actually found a guy under there, which led to a full-on altercation.
So there actually was a monster under the bed.
Yes, this man had a protection order against him. He fled the scene, but they did later apprehend him after a little foot chase. How terrifying, though.
Yeah.
Like, that is trauma right there.
And, I mean, now you got to start thinking twice when your kid's like, there's a monster. Is Barrett at the point where he thinks there's monsters or anything?
No.
The same with Tatum. Danny, did you ever have to deal with a lot of that with Lily? Because she's old, clearly a lot older than Barrett and Tatum.
No, not really. She's scared to death of ghosts, though. But at the same time, she also wants to be a ghost hunter. So I'm not really sure what that means.
You know, sometimes you just got to tackle your fear head on. And what better way than to become a Ghostbuster?
Yep.
Lily the Ghostbuster.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Lily.
Yeah.
Buster. Hey, the Mariners at home, T-Mobile Park. You check out the game, taking on the A's. It's like 6:40-ish or so. As for the weather, 54 degrees. Going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this week, we found out that Leslie Jones requires a contract from guests to prevent them from peeing in her pool. Here she is on the Drew Barrymore Show talking about this.
You had a literal contract and a policy of if anyone dares pee in your pool, Leslie,
you're out of my life.
That's it.
And let me explain something to you.
Ooh.
That is disgusting. My pool is hot. You don't know what your bunction's gonna do if hot water hit it. You don't know if you're gonna boo-boo. Go to the bathroom before you get in somebody's pool.
She needs one of those signs that says, like, you know, welcome to my, like, was it like, ooh, because there's no pee in my pool or whatever.
I like that.
Have you ever seen those ones?
No, but that's very clever.
Yeah. She needs one of those.
Now, you said that you're a pretty good house guest, but have you ever had a bad house guest at your house?
Nothing too bad because we don't invite anyone over to our home. Although it is fun. The one time we had like a big Super Bowl party the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and a bunch of my hockey buddies came over because we're trying to figure out where we're going to do this. I'm like, let's do it at my house. Crap, I need to run that by the wife, but I think she'll be okay with it. And she was, but she was walking around high stress because all my friends, and they were great. The worst thing that happened, one of my buddies spilled a bunch of beer in the bathroom. It's fine. But of course, she was having a little moment of anxiety, like, oh my gosh, it's a mess. I'm like, of all the places for him to spill it in, the bathroom's the perfect spot. Not on the carpet. Everything's fine. It was all good.
Easy cleanup.
But like, that was the last time we had a party. That wasn't a children's party.
That was a long time ago.
It was a super long time ago.
Not that I want to be reminded how long ago it was that we played in that Super Bowl.
That was like 2 years ago. Right? No. Yeah. How about you?
So, there's been a couple. There was one time when I was living in a condo, and we had some friends over, and one person was going to get sick. So he ran out to our balcony and started getting sick off the balcony. However, it all just fell down into the neighbor's balcony and splattered all over her door, basically, and the screen. And so in the morning, we got a knock-knock at the door and had to go down there and clean it all up.
Oh, that's rough.
And it wasn't even mine.
Did the person who did it help clean?
No, they were already gone. They had left early in the morning, didn't even know it had happened. And so it was my responsibility. It was awful.
I will not share the full details of the story because it's disgusting. And it didn't happen to me, but it happened to one of my friends. And it's people that we all know. But this happened at, like, they had like a camping adventure and they were using somebody's family's camps, like camp home or whatever along those lines. And they were all having a great time. And one of the guys got so wasted. Let's just say He caused some serious damage to this house based on the fact that he just didn't hit the bathroom.
No.
And, I mean, it was bad, apparently, like just everywhere. It was just like a mess. And everyone woke up to this. They're like, who did this? Was there a dog that came into the house and did this or something along those lines? And so they're like, we have to clean this. So everybody, there's like five of them, they're all cleaning it except for the one guy who did it, who was, quote, too hungover to help out.
Oh, boo.
And I remember when my buddy told me that, so I was like, I would murder that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be so pissed at the guy. Like, get your ass up. We're all hungover, and you're the reason why this mess happened. Clean it.
Rockaholics, what is the worst thing a guest has ever done to your house? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear all the house guest horror stories from you.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is the worst thing a guest has ever done at your house? We want to hear all of those house guest horror stories.
Someone just texted and said, I forget about the kids being the issue as well. Because we're thinking about all the drunken idiots that have a party and then they do stupid stuff. But this person texted and said, we had those sliding barn doors to our bathroom. One time, my friend's young child thought it swung open and charged right through it, knocking it off its tracks.
Whoops.
That's from Adam and Everett.
206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, tell us about what happened with your sister's friend.
All right. So, yeah, no, like I told Sarah, there's two stories. The first one is my sister had a house party while my parents were out of town, and one of her friends, well, super drunk, needed to use the bathroom, ended up breaking the toilet seat. So what's the next best option other than a toilet? The cat box.
You know what? Actually, right, I think that box. That feels like the next best option. You're right.
No. Yeah, no, not yeah, no, not the tree in the backyard, but yeah, the cat box.
I don't know. I think I'd rather a house guest pee in the cat box than in a sink. But you know what? I really don't want to have that internal dialogue ever. So
no.
I think was she okay? I don't mean to be rude, but was she heavy set or did she just aggressively jump on the toilet?
Oh no! Like this is one of her dude friends.
Oh.
I don't know why I was picturing a female doing this. It made it even funnier. So
what's the other story, Justin?
So the other story, funny enough, Sarah thought you might get a kick out of this, Taryn, oh, but my. on my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, keep in mind, half of my family's from Canada. The other half is from down here. So anyway, they have a big old dinner, and then after the dinner, they go back to my parents' house, where my uncle proceeds to drink almost half a bottle of 151.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
All the, oh, yeah, which led to him hitting on all of his cousins.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it gets a little weirder. And then my dad's like, hey, cool down a little bit. He proceeds to punch him in the face, almost breaking his glasses.
I love that you said after he got drunk and started hitting on his own family members, and then you said, and then it proceeds to get weird. Like, that wasn't the weird part.
Oh, yeah, no, no. This is the part of the story that will get Taryn. After my dad told him to get the hell out of this house, he proceeds to try to walk back to British Columbia.
Yeah. Put the feet to the pavement. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. And this was back when so I'm up in Ferndale right now, which wouldn't be that far to walk. This is back when we lived in Bitter Lake.
Ooh.
How far is that from Canada?
Very far.
That is North Seattle edge of shoreline.
Oh, okay. Kind of like somebody trying to walk from Capitol Hill to Stanwood.
Pretty much. Taryn. A little bit further. Yeah.
Yep. He actually forgot his passport, so my grandma had to come up and take him back home.
Oh. Wait,
did he hit on grandma in the process as well?
You know, I didn't ask that question, Steve, but...
I'm sure he comes back to all the family reunions.
Like, hey, who brought you here, grandma?
The Daily Migs Show.